Hello.
Hi, is this Vane?
Yes,
Hey Vane, how you doing? This is Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How about yourself?
Okay. Not bad.
Do you have a minute, Vane?
Yeah.
All right. So, Vane, could you please pull up the website?
Okay. About to do that. Okay, I've got it. Let's see what changes have been done here. Okay, and that's right. Okay.
So the other day we discussed about the copy, the foreign language that was at the very bottom of the page, that has been removed.
Right.
Your landline
Yes,
number
it
that has
has.
been your landline
Yep.
number that has been removed. And if
Yep.
you go to About Us page, there were two different sections that were not required. So those two sections are taken off from the
Okay,
website.
I'm just in the about stage right now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, they're gone.
And the
Let's
final
go to
thing that we
products.
yeah and the final thing that we did was under products page, we added two different products. So those were park lights and shelter lights. So those two
Yeah.
products are added to the website as well now.
Okay. Yeah, I see the 12-volt tri-proof light. Yeah, and the park light shelter light. Okay. That's there. Okay. Now let's go here and see what it says. Okay. That one away.
I guess websites like done, right? Or are there any more changes that you want to make to the website right now?
No, right at the moment, there was something that I saw here that confused me.
You don't have to worry about it. Actually,
Just
we
hang
can.
on.
Sure, take your
Okay,
time.
here it says here, I just pulled up under products, okay? Okay, and I pulled up the RS FL200. Okay, it says it is long established fact that the reader will be distracted by the readable content of a page when looking at its layout. What the hell is that?
I just noticed that. All right, I'm gonna get that taken off from the website right away, like in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, that's not the only one that it's on though, so you'll have to check each one of the products that
Absolutely,
that
I'll go.
statement is on.
I'm gonna go through each and every product that is uploaded on the website, and every single product that has that description, I'm gonna get that taken off.
Okay.
So apart from this point, is there anything else that you want that needs to be taken
No,
care of?
I don't think so right at this point, until I get more involved in things. So the idea is that what we're going to do is we're going to get them up. I want the website up and running. And whatnot like that. And then we start to proceed
Perfect, that.
further on. This has taken 4 months to do, and there's no
I
way that should have happened. And I
completely
mean,
understand.
it's cost me extra money to run with the other people, and whatnot like that there. So obviously, I've been just, kind of upset about it. Now, one of the things about it is, what happens once it's up and running? How do I get into this website, and how do I get into my emails?
Okay, so you will get the admin access to the website, and you will have all your emails and everything. So, like, once the website is up and running, we'll share a admin access with you, like the username and password, where you can actually log into the backend of the site and see all, like, every single thing. And whenever someone fills out the form, or for example, let's say, whenever someone goes to the contact page and fills out the Get a Code form, you will receive a filled form with all of their details on your email. Now, the email that we have on the file, it's let me read it for you. It's Wayne@CanadianSolarOutfitters.com. So that your emails will be, yeah, so the emails will remain there. Nothing will happen to emails. Only we'll make the website up and running on your domain, and we'll host it on our server. And whenever someone fills out the Get a Code form, you'll receive a notification on your email. So that's going to be it. Yeah, and you'll have the admin access to each and everything. So you own it. You own the website. You will you can take care of it by yourself as well. Or since you are, your website will be hosted on our server, so you know you can ask for the changes even after the website goes live.
Okay, once it's up and running, and I want to make a change, do I call you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And actually, let me go ahead and introduce you to your new project manager, actually, because I have been transferred to a different department now. So his name is Peter. He will be taking care of your project now onwards. So if, like, even after the website goes live, if you require any more change, any further change, he will be the one taking care of. So let me go ahead and transfer your call to him so you guys can introduce yourself. And about these changes, the one that you told me right now, I'm going to take care of these changes. But from now onwards, he will be the main point of contact for you, all right?
Okay.
And perfect. Just please stay on the line. Let me transfer your call.
Hey, Wayne. You there?
Hello.
Hey,
yes.
Wayne. This is Peter.
Oh, okay. Peter?
How are you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing fine right now. Okay, so it's Peter, P-E-T-E-R.
Yes, it's Peter Davidson.
And your direct number?
Yes, I will email you with my email, okay? And Joe has guided me about your project. Okay, we are almost done with your project, and we're going to make it live soon. So if there are any other changes you need, you can just contact me on my email.
Not at the present moment. I don't want to be playing around with changes right now. What I want is I want this up and operating.
That's great. Oh, we'll make your website live, but in the future, when your website is live and if you need any changes, you can just email me and we can make those changes. Like you were in contact with Joe, you can stay in contact with me.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay. Is there anything else?
So I'll wait until this is up and running?
Yes, exactly.
And then you're going to notify me how to get into my email and everything else like that, right?
Yes, we'll guide you with everything. We'll give you the back-end access of the website as well. And once people fill the form of Get a Code, you can get an email notification on your email as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Okay, is there anything
else?
Okay,
that'll be fine then. No, that's all there is for now.
Okay,
just notify me when it's live.
Sure, we'll notify you.
Okay.
I look forward to work with you, Wayne. And if there are any changes, you just need to email me on my email. Okay?
Okay, that'll be fine, Peter.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for your
time. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.